Episode 580, Confessions of a Happy Mama, Iron Sharpens Iron.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people. Happy day, sweet ladies. How are you doing? I have so missed you. Can you believe it is the end of the week? It is confession day. Yes, confessions of a happy mama. I am so happy. In fact, my voice may be sounding a little bit deep. I hope you can rattle through the rattle of it, because I can't miss a day without you all. You're so precious. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm thrilled to have you here. If you haven't already had the opportunity, head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more. You can also sign up for the Kisses newsletter. That's the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions just for you. Oh, I don't know about you guys. This week has flown by, and probably for me personally, it's because we are on vacation. I actually went to the pool today. We went to the water park, and I think I drank a little extra water the wrong way. And for some reason, my voice is a little extra scratchy. So bear with me on this, because I want to share something special with you here, Confessions of a Happy Mama. Iron sharpens iron. I don't think we think about really how our children shape us, but they do. And becoming a mama for the first time, it never crossed my mind that iron sharpens iron, that my children would be the ones that would be sharpening me. I know I'm supposed to teach them, and yet they still have taught me probably more than I have taught them. Those times when I have flashbacks as if I'm looking directly in the mirror. Of course, you know, during vacation, it's even more prevalent. For obvious reasons, we're spending more time together. So I see these little things both from my husband and from me. And of course, the good ones, you're like, yes, rock on, point for me, you know, score. And then there's times that too, you're like, oh, I so failed on that. As moms and even as women, I think we tend to miss the boat on how much we are being taught from our children. We're being taught by them. Why? Because we're actually doing all the teaching, all the nurturing, all the serving. We get trapped in that roller coaster, not allowing ourselves and opening ourselves up to the possibility, the potential that our children have to teach us. I'm in that potential right now. When you have children ages 12 to 20, it's amazing that gap. So I'm seeing now all of what our hard work, all the seeds that we have planted. Sometimes I think we've done a really good job, and other times I'm like, oh Lord, please take over because I can't do it by myself. It's one day at a time. But as much as I look at how many seeds were planted that we planted for them, I also turn the table and I look at how many seeds they planted for me. Iron sharpens iron. The opportunity to grow personally can actually be exponentially magnified when you allow yourself to be sharpened by your children. Sometimes we're afraid of that, moms. We back away from it. It scares us. If you're a part of a blended family, it may actually scare you more. You don't want to overstep your boundaries, or you don't want to feel like you're taking somebody else's role. But you, mama, you as a woman of impact, when you allow yourself and kind of let those barriers down and you humble yourself and you come to the point of saying, I don't have all the answers, you can actually exponentially magnify your personal growth. Proverbs 27:17 says this, as iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. I never thought I would think about it as children sharpening parents, but they do. Honestly, we look at mentors, parents, coaches, teachers, and pastors as ways to sharpen us, but children sharpening their parents, we wouldn't put that in the same equation. It may not even cross our mind to do so, but they sharpen us. Our children do that, But we have to allow ourselves. We have to give ourselves permission, humbling ourselves and truly acknowledging what you don't know. When you do that, the door of greatness opens further. You see, God gave you your children, the ones that you needed in your life to teach you more. These are the life lessons we only get when we're in the trenches. How many trenches have you been into today already? Pulling your hair out, gaining more of those white hairs, bring them on. I'm aging right before myself. But actually, iron sharpens iron. Your children are sharpening you for greatness. Just because you're getting older in years doesn't mean you are losing the battle. In fact, no, you're gaining even more. Think of it as being prime time. You're in your prime. Maybe you're coming up to your prime. Allow your children to sharpen you. Put down those barriers, those walls that you create that, oh, I got it all together. Because we know motherhood is not easy. And trying to be perfect all the time is impossible. I lived that life. I always had to paint this picture that everything was always rosy. When actually, at times, I was falling apart on the inside. But I had taken myself, my mind, and made myself so numb to it that I didn't even know it was happening when it was happening. I didn't see how the iron was sharpening the iron. I was too focused on me sharpening them, the reverse iron sharpening iron. But when God gives you a piece of you, whoa. That's iron sharpening iron. That's his gift to you saying, I will make you stronger. I am making you a woman of impact because without these gifts before you, you wouldn't be who you are right now. Your children are a blessing. I know those moments when you're like, oh, so you have not been on my team today. Have you seen? Did you hear what they said? They put me in a position that I didn't want to be in. Welcome to motherhood. Life isn't easy, and it's not going to get easier. It doesn't matter what their ages are. I mean, for me, 12 to 20, you would think I'd have it down pat by now, but I don't. I learn every single day, and there are moments that I fall to my knees and I say, okay, Lord, take over. I need your iron to sharpen my little iron here. I can't do it by myself. How are you doing today? As you're going through your life, as you are a mom, are you a happy mom? Or are you one saying, gosh, Christiane, I'm struggling. It's okay to say you're struggling. You're not alone. And if you don't want to be alone, come into our Facebook group. We have amazing women there. Very supportive women. Women who are from the entrepreneurial side, women who love you no matter what, there's no judgment there. Come on over, facebook.com/groups/the women of impact. You deserve to be a happy mama. You deserve to have iron sharpening iron. And not only do your children sharpen you, but other women sharpen you. That's what makes you a woman of impact. You are an amazing, incredible, remarkable woman, but you are selling yourself short when you do not allow yourself to come together and be sharpened by someone else, to be challenged in a positive way. Sometimes we can be challenged so much. Think about maybe when you were growing up. Maybe you have a hesitation because you did not have good female relationships. You know what I'm talking about. Females can be just plain mean. We can. I had so many relationships growing up that I looked at them and I thought, why are you doing this? I haven't done anything to you, but you act this way. And I had to realize that it was not my job at that time to sharpen them. But in actuality, their lack of being sharpened was actually sharpening me. It's perspective. And when I turned the twist here during the vacation time, because obviously my children are older, and this may be the last time which is kind of a weird way to think of it, that it's only our last family vacation, just mom and dad and the kids. Because my older two, well, what? They're probably going to start dating a little more seriously, which means vacation times are going to be bringing others along with us. When I begin to look at how they're aging, they're getting older, they're getting wiser, they're learning more. They're being exposed to other things, maybe even things that I wasn't exposed to. They're teaching me as much as I am teaching them. Iron sharpens iron. So one person sharpens another. Let your children sharpen you. Your child can have a magnificent effect on you as a mother. You don't have to walk around feeling bitter or cold against your children. I know there are some moms that have a problem with their children being more successful than they are. That's one dream I always have for my children. I would like them to actually have all their dreams come true, to live out their passion and their purpose, and actually go on a journey that maybe I wasn't able to. And I think overall, if we think about that, most moms want that. You want that for your child. Don't hold grudges when your children make mistakes or when they don't listen to you for the 256th time. It may take 310 times before they get it. But remember, iron sharpens iron. So as much as you're trying to teach them, they are teaching you. When you look at it that way, you can begin to breathe a little bit easier. Just breathe into it, Mom. This too shall pass. It's a phase. It's a season. It's a stage of life. Be a happy mom. Smile at them. See what you can learn in the situation. So on your kiss today, let your child be the iron that sharpens you. Let them be the ones who say, you know, hey, Mom, I got this. You can learn from me. Of course, it's your secret and my secret. I'll never tell them. You don't have to tell them that you're learning from them. Maybe when they get older and they have children, you can share it with them and say, you know, there's one thing I learned. Your child will sharpen you. And they do. And when you allow yourself and you give yourself permission to fall into that and you say, God, grant me the opportunity to learn from this. Sharpen me more so I can be the woman of impact that you created. I want to live out your dream. It's your dream, Lord. It's not mine to carry. So as you go through your weekend and you spend more time together, and all of a sudden there's that point of like, you know, you're kind of at each other, at the kids, you know, it's time to go to bed. Oh, no, it's not, Mom. I want to stay up another 30 more minutes. It's the weekend. Oh, but school starts next week, so you need to start getting in bed when I tell you to get in bed. And you have this kind of heated discussion. Take a deep breath and think about, how can this sharpen me? How can this better who I am? It's not just as a mom, but as a woman. It's perspective. I have learned so much from my children. I knew I always wanted to have a big family. I did. I probably would have 20 if my husband would have allowed me to have it. I love children to this day. But we were blessed with 5. And I am more than grateful for that. And all they have taught me along the road. And now to see them growing and maturing and becoming their own individual, whether it's the man of impact or the woman of impact, I love seeing that. And they're stepping up my game as being their mom of impact because they're sharpening me even more. Don't hide from that. Don't be afraid of that. Embrace it. Allow them to enhance your life. God wants what's best for you. And one of the best gifts he gave you was your child. Go out today and sharpen iron. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.